I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided Radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show. So excited to have you joining us this morning. And we are thrilled to be bringing you your weekly winning word, which is contribute. And we have been really having a lot of fun with the weekly winning resource that you get in your email box every week, and giving you weekly winning words and weekly winning quotes and weekly winning challenges. As we just think it's a big part of your success in achieving your goals and dreams, whatever they may be. If you have not joined our community so you can receive this information, we want to encourage you now to do that. You can visit us at ivedecided.org, ivedecided.org, and get that information and join our community and get on track to achieving your goals and dreams and being successful in whatever it is that you would like to achieve. And that's exactly what we do at I've Decided. Our mission is your success. And we love to provide you with information and education and motivation and inspiration. And we use this radio show to do that. And I always have some wonderful guests joining me and contributing. And of course, that's our weekly winning word, contribute. And I'm so excited about my special guest today, Barb Day. Hey, Barb.
Hey, Kim, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for joining me on the show today. I am so excited to spend this next half hour with you, just kind of defining contributing. I think you are the epitome of a contributor. We were talking before the show started of all the things that you're involved in. So I'm excited to have you today.
Well, thank you. I'm very excited to be here and be doing this and getting to know you better.
Yeah, so welcome to Peoria. Moved here not long ago.
About 3 months ago, almost.
And it's a small world because you and I actually met at the Curves up in Lake Zurich, a northern suburb of Chicago.
Correct.
And now here you are in Peoria.
Right.
So you've affiliated with Peoria. You got family here, which is why you're back in the area.
Yeah, my son graduated from Bradley back in 1998 and stayed and married, and I have three grandchildren, and I've spent a lot of time in Peoria. In fact, all my northern friends laughed uproariously when I said, well, I'm moving there, and they said, oh, okay, well, now your deal will be instead of going south, you'll go north.
So you'll have to go up and visit your friends up north, right?
Right.
Well, it's always funny because when I'm up in the area visiting Lake Zurich, visiting the Curves up there, they always ask me, are you from Southern Illinois?
Yeah.
The Southern accent. I'm like, oh, sure, that's where I'm from. They don't. They just assume it's a Southern Illinois accent, not necessarily an Alabama accent.
Right. Right.
All right. So you are passionate about quite a few things. And when we think about contributing, I think in order to truly be successful, we all have to contribute to something. It's just a part of success, don't you think, Barb?
Yes, I do think that. And I also think that it helps you, the individual, to feel better about yourself and be more up and have a more positive approach to life. People I recently read, people who get out and contribute and get involved in helping others, generally, no matter how old they get or whatever limitations they may have, they feel better and they're able to do more because they keep doing.
It just, the contributing just refills their pot of oil and gives them that energy.
Absolutely.
I believe that too. I think giving back and contributing is so important. And you've got, like I said, quite a few passions. And you were talking to our radio guy before we started. You're wearing a public radio shirt, so you're obviously kind of passionate about public radio.
Very definitely.
And but we were talking really about recycling, because that's what you said you're, I forgot the word you
used. Obsessive compulsive. Very definitely. And have been, since I took a class when I went back to finish and get a bachelor's degree and the tender age of 53, I took my first class was on solid waste issues, which is what recycling is all about. And the man who taught that class was fascinating, and he had had quite a varied career. He was a chemist and all sorts of stuff. But he really got into me, and I keep hoping one of these days I will find my ultimate goal and get it reached, and so maybe I can get him to move over a little bit.
So when you say he, now, first of all, I don't know if the listeners caught that. You got your master's when you were 53.
No,
bachelor's when you were 53. You're actually thinking about getting your master's now.
Yes.
Do you mind telling the audience out?
I'm still debating on exactly what path to follow, but recycling will definitely be a part of it. Sustainability will be another part. It's all a matter of how best to pursue. See, I believe that most people do or would recycle. It's confusing. There's a lot of systems that have to be processed and go through to make it happen. And a lot of people get very confused about it. I'm very impressed with what we received in the mail recently about how Peoria is going to be more actively involved with recycling come January 1st, that you're going to have the opportunity to have items recycled twice a month instead of the once a month that we've had now.
That's wonderful.
There is no fee to do this. That was something that surprised me completely when I first heard that in order to recycle down here, and I guess it was quite a while ago, you had to pay a fee to have a recycling bin. That's gone.
That's good news for people.
Very good news. All you have to do is take the information that they sent you or call the city and find out who to talk to and ask for a bin, and they'll deliver it. And you're off and running, and it's real cute. It's brown with an orange top.
Well, PDC will be very excited to hear you sharing this information, right?
That's, I hope so.
Free publicity for those guys. They're doing a great job working with the city, and they've been working on our recycling for a while, so that's good to hear. Now, take me back to that classroom when you were 53. You said your professor, your teacher, really got to you. What
this
do you
guy,
mean he got to you?
Well, it got to me in part because of his background. This man was a chemist by training and did all sorts of things. I can't remember. He worked for one of the oil companies in his last job before he retired. But and after he retired, I think, was when he really started to teach. And somehow he made the move from being in a fuel industry business, I can't remember the company, to deciding that all these things we had been doing for the last 50, 60 years needed to have a different outcome than they were having. Needed to, the remains, the waste, the garbage, needed to go somewhere other than a hole in the ground. And one of the things that was so amazing to me about him was that before he got into what turned out to be his career, he had worked on the Manhattan Project during World War II. And that kind of caught me simply because I'm a baby from World War II.
Right.
So anyway, but the recycling thing to me and the thing about it that caught me right off is the opportunities exist to not only do the right thing, but to create new worlds, create new work. Some of the technology that's coming along with the advancement of computers and all that stuff is leading to us being able to use the materials again that we generate that should be in a recycling bin. I'm convinced thoroughly that these new 3D printers are going to be a perfect vehicle for taking the material from particularly plastic, and you feeding them into that machine, and things can become something else. I mean, especially with all the things they're doing with that whole concept.
Isn't that just amazing?
It is.
It's absolutely. I mean, how far we've come. Now, obviously, when we think about recycling and we think about how that allows us to contribute to our community, obviously, the landfills is probably the first thing that comes to mind for a lot of us, maybe. But kind of go through, if you don't mind, Barb, like a list of what you would list out if you could, if you've got a few things, of all of the benefits, you know, and how it impacts our community.
Okay. Well, as I said before, I really think the biggest thing is if we can advance the amount of this material that we recycle and actually let it go back and become new paper, new aluminum, new plastic, new cardboard, new all of it. And the one of these brochures that PDC sent out is very thorough in what it says they'll take in the recycling bin. But if all of this really does manage to move forward, it will mean more people will have more opportunity to start new things, to set up, start new jobs, to take this stuff back and turn it into something else. In the early days of recycling, back in the when people started to get interested in it, in the late 80s, early 90s, they were doing a pretty good job of getting paper off to the various mills, having it literally melted down and turned into new paper again. The other materials were a little slower. Aluminum is a whole lot cheaper if they can merely melt it down and create a new aluminum can. If they have to do it, aluminum is made from bauxite and I can't remember what else. And if they have to go through that whole process, because first off, it's not energy efficient, therefore it requires more energy to do, and it's a lot more expensive on many different levels. Far as benefits, I know for a fact that landfills, sooner or later, no matter how hard they try, landfills are going to leak. That leaking can mean that the liquid that comes through them or out of them is going into your groundwater. Getting into your groundwater means that it could eventually make the water you coming out of your tap bad, unhealthy. I mean, there's lots of things I know that can make water unhealthy, but that could very well be one of them. I also know that with landfills in many parts of the country, they have put probes down into the landfills to pull energy out, the methane. And there are towns, there are cities, I guess, small cities, that are receiving their energy from that methane. I don't think that's a good thing to have flowing around or flying around in the world. I don't know enough about it. I do not have a degree in chemistry, but just based on what I've read, it seems to me like there's got to be other better ways that we could handle this stuff.
Yeah. Why do you think people choose? So awareness obviously helps people to choose to recycle, and that's what you're being an advocate for, I think, and contributing to us. But why do you think people don't recycle? Do you think there are lots of reasons why people choose not to recycle? Or,
well, I think here the problem has been most people don't know yet that they can and that it can be very easy. When my son was in college and I first talked to him about it, and he told me that there was a fee to do it, I went, you're kidding. Because up north where I came from, once they got to curbside recycling, municipalities picked it up all over the place. I mean, it was in, like any other service, your government provides, of course, there is a fee. I mean, you pay a fee for having your garbage picked up. But it's all in that fee. It's not something separate, and it shouldn't be. And there are state laws saying that it's not supposed to be.
Right.
So.
And now we are lucky that that's changed here, as you said. And,
very definitely.
And PDC is doing a great job helping us to make it easier to recycle.
Mm-hmm.
And so you said recycling actually creates jobs?
I think so.
Can you give an example?
All right. What happens? Let's take a metal, any metal. After I am involved, one of the things I do still is I go up north to McHenry County, and we hold recycling drives up there. I am part of an environmental group that has been doing recycling practically since its inception back in 1970, and it's changed dramatically. But now we are doing recycling drives in the various towns within the county. We are collecting electronics because the state law was passed, I think back about 2012, that says electronics can no longer go in landfills.
That's right.
We are collecting electronics, and after we get them, then they get shipped. Well, one of our board members owns his own trucking company, which is how all this happens. But he then takes them to what is known as an R2 recycler, who takes all the parts apart, and then they start getting fed on. The plastic goes to other recyclers who melt that down. The metal goes on to, which is the bigger thing, that metal still has a real good dollar value. The metal goes on to a different kind of firm processor that takes it apart and sends it on. And so you've got all that separating and all that to start with. But the real thing to me is once you have this here and you're not shipping the whole mess over to a country that doesn't need it because they've already got enough problems and mess of their own. But once you figure out how to keep it here, you have the opportunity to create businesses making new or more product. Of course, some of it will always go back and become. A lot of it can become the same product again. I mean, an aluminum can become another aluminum can. Paper can be another kind of paper.
Right.
You know, it isn't that. But between that and what technology is doing today, I can't believe that there aren't many opportunities to start new businesses that I'm never going to think of. Somebody else who's...
They'll just continue
to become something else.
Right. It just creates something positive. Absolutely. So, hey, if you are just tuning in, you're listening to I've Decided Radio Show this awesome Sunday morning, and you've been listening to Barb Day. She is a local community difference maker, I think, and a friend of mine. I've known Barb for a long time. She just moved down from up north from Lake Zurich, Illinois, down to Peoria to be with her family, and it's a small, big world. We actually met up in Lake Zurich, but... you're just sharing your passion, Barb, about recycling. And our weekly winning word is contribute. And, you know, I'm having so much fun with the weekly winning resource because I think when we have something that we can just kind of break down and take over a week's time and kind of focus on positive, it just really helps us when it comes to achieving our goals and dreams, whatever that is. And so I'm excited to have you sharing, Barb. But also going back to you said you're talking about fulfilling your goals and dreams.
Mm-hmm.
So bring this together for us. What is your big dream when it comes to recycling?
I have a website, and it's called oldstufftonewstuff.com. And I have been paying Google for years to keep the name safe. And I have started doing blogs on it a long time ago, and then I'd stop. Because recycling has so many parts I mean, it's not just a matter of getting it out of your house into a can and out on the street. It then, whatever it is, gets separated and gets, there's millions of parts. And there's also various issues. It has to move. It cannot sit wherever it gets collected. Waste haulers spend most of their time trying to figure out how to recycle more, but they need people to take it away. We, the public, can, first off, do the recycling. Take the brochures that you got from PDC for your that were attached to your garbage can, read them over, do the recycling, because the more stuff we push to them, they're going to have to figure out what to do. And the big and the best news is, for the most of the last 20 years, this stuff has been going to China.
And they China, ship it to China?
Oh, yeah. China ships us stuff and then would be going back with empty ships. But no, they don't, because they're taking our material to be recycled back.
Do they buy it, or are we just donating it to them?
No, they buy it.
Okay.
But they haven't paid an awful lot for it, and it's just a bad way to go. Well, in this last year, China has said, we don't want your stuff so much anymore. We're able to do it now with our own stuff. So they are taking less and less of our stuff, but it still has to go somewhere. And that's why I'm even more excited than I have been. And I think in particular in Peoria, because recycling is getting ready to do such an upgrade here, I'm more excited because of the timing of all this.
So you're passionate about, you really want to do blogs and use your website to educate?
I want to educate, and I also want to find a way to make it a profit maker, because that's the other thing that has to happen with this stuff. There has to be a way for people to earn a living and to make money if they're going to get as involved as I've been as a volunteer. And I think it's there. It's just it's a combination of people making up their minds they don't want all this stuff to wind up in a landfill, which is unhealthy, and deciding that they really want to see it grow and become something. Put the pressure on your government, whatever form it is. But, yeah.
So do you foresee, I love the name of your website,
Old stuff to new stuff.com.
Do you foresee that maybe you might sell things that have been made out of recycling?
I'd be happy to. And I know there are websites out there, and I'd be happy to link with them that do that already. There are websites out there that I remember one a few years ago that fascinated me. He'd take wood that he'd pick up from barns that had been taken down or whatever, wherever he got it, and he made furniture, and he sold it, and it was all recycled wood. Amazing. And he and I were on the in connection with each other for quite a while. Same's true of a lot of these other materials. They can all have that kind of thing done with them. Somewhere in the process of learning of taking my classes, and that class particularly, I learned a long time ago that all but about 10% of our waste can become something else.
All but about 10% of it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So that would reduce the landfills greatly if we...
Or at least we could stop building new ones.
Yes, for sure, for sure. And I know that, you know, companies like PDC go above and beyond doing the absolute best that they can to keep us safe and to do a good job with the landfills and do the best that they can. But, you know, long term, way down the road, like you said, we will run out of space eventually. We have to take care of this. And recycling just kind of makes you feel, let's just come right down to it. It makes kind of makes feel you good. Feel good.
Makes you feel very good. It makes me feel very good.
It does make you feel good. You know, I think I shared with you the story when we were talking about recycling. I was being lazy. I had this plastic sour cream bowl that I emptied out the sour cream. You know, it comes in the plastic bowl, right? And I thought, oh, I don't feel like washing it and putting it in my recycle because I have a big bucket on my counter that I just throw all the recycle and then go outside and dump it in the bigger bin. And I'm like, I don't feel like washing it out. I'm just going to throw it away. And so I have to admit, I tossed it in the garbage can, but then I thought, well, that's terrible. You cannot do that. So I went and dug it out of the garbage can, washed it out, and put it in there.
And Kim, I seriously believe that most people are like you. They know. They don't want to have it all go in a garbage can. It has to be fairly easy. I know we all have very busy lives. I am with my son and three children, all of whom are all in school. My son has a job at the hospital, and he's gone a lot, and he's very busy. But if we can get it simple enough for people, and we can find places for the materials to go and become something else, it'll be the same kind of thing that happened when my grandparents went from burying their garbage in the yard to putting it out at the street in a garbage can. You know, there's no reason for it not to go on that way.
That's true. It's such good information. Like I said, Barb, you are contributing in so many ways, and this is just obviously one that you're very passionate about. And you know, I think it's something that a lot of people are passionate about. You know, I've decided to recycle or contribute, give back.
Right.
It just gets me fired up to learn about people's goals and dreams, to learn what people are passionate about, and just to say it's awesome. And we can contribute and help each other be successful and connect to the right people, and that's what it's all about, right?
Absolutely.
Yes.
And your enthusiasm, Kim, should get everybody up and running. It has me.
Oh, Barb, thank you so much. I wish it were that easy. That would be really awesome. But enthusiasm is definitely a part of, you know, inspiring and motivating people. And that's what we do at I've Decided. If you're listening, you're listening to I've Decided Radio. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided. And Barb Day, my friend, has been my guest today talking about contributing and specifically in recycling. And we've got some great things happening in our community in the recycle world. You can actually get signed up for recycling. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. Get your bin. And you should have some information. You said, Barb, they attached it to the...
They attached it to all the garbage cans. And I'm sure if you look for their website, if you don't have it, I'm sure you can get to it.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, we want to mention, too, Barb doesn't work for PDC. This
right.
is just... You're just a community difference maker. You're a person that lives in the community who is passionate about recycling. And like you said, coincidentally, this just kind of all started to happening when you moved here.
Yeah.
It's like you brought the energy with you.
And it's like I was supposed to come here so that I could help make something more happen.
I think we want to get you connected because I definitely believe that your information and your encouragement will help a lot of us take advantage of this recycling opportunity and learn how to go about it. And for those of us that are already recycling, how we can do a better job, because we can always do better. I know that I recycle a lot, but there's still a lot of stuff that I could recycle that I probably just don't pay attention to or I'm just not really aware of, not intentional.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just don't know about it. So
right.
I'm excited to learn more from you for sure. All right, guys, again, if you haven't gotten connected with us at I've Decided, please accept my warm invite to join us, join our community, get started on achieving your goals and dreams, whatever that might be. Visit us at ivedecided.org. Sign up for our community. Get on your way. Email me, kim@ivedecided.org. I would love to hear from you. Barb, do you have an email address or a way if they have any questions they could reach out to you through your website? Or
yeah, they can email me at barbjday1934@gmail.com, or they can go to oldstufftonewstuff.com and leave me an email there or a message there. I'm still working on WordPress. As soon as I get a little better with that, it'll help. But I'll get back, I promise.
That's wonderful. And I hope you go through with your goal of getting that master's. You said you're going to get your master's.
I'm thinking about it. I'm working on it, just trying to figure out exactly what I want it to be.
Right. You're going to have to transition to deciding, right?
Eventually. Yes.
Awesome. All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to I've Decided Radio Show this morning. We appreciate you. We appreciate your support. Thank you, Barb, for being with me today. Appreciate you as well. And enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?